It's another edition of the Playoff Fred Nats on Deck pregame show. Game two tonight from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Fred Nats with a win would advance to the championship series. Eric Bach joined by the pitching coach Justin Lord ahead of Travis Sikora's start tonight. Lordy, we don't want to bury the lead here. Sikora starts game two. He's had an unbelievable first professional season. What are you hoping for from him tonight?
More of the same, really. You know, I mean, the thing that has led to him having a good season has been his consistency, not only on the field, but his consistency in between starts. He prepares extremely well. He is very routine-oriented, very regimented in what he's doing. He has a good idea of what he wants out of himself every day. And I think that consistency is going to carry over to tonight, you know, in terms of his preparation. The moment's not too big for him. He's not going to change anything that he does just because it's a playoff game. And that's what we hope a lot of these guys, you know, grow into as professionals, where they learn to prepare all year long so the big games don't catch them by surprise and it's not too big of an emotional roller coaster to where they can't handle the situation. So, honestly, I feel like we're going to get a true, authentic performance from Travis Sikora tonight, which is what we want to see.
What are some indicators for you that tell you Travis is the best version of himself on start night?
I think you just see a guy that he's the same in his throwing program. He's the same in his bullpen routines. He's the same in his pregame routines. He knows how many pitches he wants to throw before a start. And then you see him not get too worked up in a situation. You know, whether we got runners on base or a 3-0 count on a hitter, he still has the right focus and approach mentally. He's able to slow the game down a little bit when he needs to. And just his ability to throw strikes and command the strike zone, which is a very generic answer, but it's what you want out of your guys.
He's made three starts against these Mudcats this season and has not allowed a run. 16 innings, two hits, 20 strikeouts. Obviously, they are going to make some adjustments tonight to him, and now it's about for him adjusting to their adjustments, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're a really good team. I mean, they didn't get here by mistake. I mean, they've got some really good players over there, really talented players. They've got a couple guys from this year's draft that are good players. And so, you know, yeah, that's what makes pros is their ability to make adjustments, and hopefully we're one step ahead of them in the adjustments rather than them being a step ahead of us. But Travis is ready. The whole pitching staff is ready. I mean, we've got a lot of guys available tonight, and you know, these guys, they're having a good time in terms of being in the playoffs and having an opportunity to play like this in the postseason has been a lot of fun.
Let's wind back to Tuesday for just a second. Travis Staley comes in. It's a guy that was in the starting rotation the entire season. Comes in a relief role when Alex Clemmy, who overall I think pitched better than his line, ended up showing on Tuesday because of the big rally with two outs for the Mudcats the other night. But Staley comes in 3 1/3, slams the door shut. Bullpen goes 5 1/3 scoreless. I mean, that's how you win playoff games, is performances like that.
Yeah, it's one of those roles where, well, first of all, Travis has been as good of success story this year as anybody has from a development standpoint, to know where he was in April and May and to figure some things out and to be an absolute steady, consistent starter that pitched very well in the second half has been really encouraging to see. But having him in that role also was good because, one, he's older and he's a mature pitcher and he doesn't let the situation get to him either. And so that's a role, you know, I talked to him a little bit after the fact, was you may be in a role where you don't even pitch this round. You know, if he's in that situation to be a long relief, I mean, if Clemmy throws 5 shutout innings, then we go straight to the bullpen. And then if we happen to win tonight and we win, you know, 2-0, then he may not pitch in this series, but he has to be ready just in case. And that's exactly what he was. He didn't let the situation get to the point where he felt like he wasn't going to pitch. He was locked in and ready, and when we called on him, a joker delivered. I mean, he sat down 9 in a row, I think, and then had a hit by pitch and a walk, and then Batante got on, but he got Dingus out after that to finish his outing out, which was really good to see. That's what we needed. That's what we needed at the time.
This bullpen has been such a strength of this team all season long. 57-2 after Tuesday when leading after 7. But it's different guys. I mean, you saw Robert Kranz, who's a draft guy, come in and get the last 4 outs. You expect, probably, hopefully, we need Anthony Arguelles tonight and Bubba Hall and all these guys. I mean, the the roster is long of guys you can trust in these types of games, which is what you want.
Yeah, usually you win in the playoffs and win championships on your bullpen, you know, having guys that you can bring in at any moment. And what these guys have done has been incredible this year, being able to step in and fill in roles that were vacated by guys that either got hurt or moved up. And, you know, sometimes circumstances, you find yourself in circumstances that are good or bad. You know, when a guy gets promoted, that's a great thing. If a guy gets hurt, that's not so great. And so these guys have stepped in and been extremely dependable and consistent in their ability to deliver and not let the situation be too big for them. You know, I mean, Bubba Hall has been a consistent guy all year long, and Arguez stepped in whenever Baldo went down with an injury and Thomas Schultz got promoted. I mean, Anthony has been a guy that we've trusted in the ninth inning. So it's been really fun to watch those guys. You know, they've really pulled together as a unit and been able to be very dependable when we needed him to be.
I want to talk specifically about Arguez, because he's a guy that spent a little time on the injured list early in the season, but now ended up finishing the Carolina League save champion in the 2024 regular season. I mean, he's a guy that just seems like he's able to turn it up in extra gear when the pressure's on late in games, and that's the kind of guy you want at the back end of your bullpen.
Yeah, those guys that love the moment, and they don't let the moment get the better of them. It's not too big for them, but they love it all at the same time. They know what's riding on it, and they step up to the challenge. And he has been. He's been a guy that really settled in that role really well. And you know, he's got multiple pitches that he trusts for strikes, and he's been very, very dependable for us. And we really enjoyed having him in that situation and that role.
Justin Lord on Fred Nats on Deck. Game 2 tonight, 6:30. Fred Nats hopefully in the championship series when we wake up tomorrow. Thanks, Lordy.
Thank you.